Chapter 3. Mark stood with his hands on his hips as he surveyed the living room. It was nearly 7, which meant he had only an hour or so until Jamie would get here, and he was nervous as hell. Mark had been thinking about Jamie constantly since he'd left yesterday afternoon, and he was fluctuating wildly between excitement and terror, or some heady mixture of the two. Mark had spent all last night and most of today unpacking and trying to get his flat into a habitable state. It was amazing how much stuff he had managed to accumulate in 6 years of being settled. When he and Rachel had moved in together, he'd been able to fit all of his stuff in her VW Beetle. The main trouble Mark had encountered with unpacking was that he didn't have any shelves or cupboards yet. As a result, most of his books and CDs were still in boxes stacked up against the living room wall. The flat looked like an uncomfortable mixture of chaotic, due to the half-unpacked boxes everywhere, and bare, because of the distinct lack of furniture. He definitely needed to get a sofa soon, and a table and chairs at the very least. Oh well. Jamie had seen it looking worse yesterday. At least the kitchen was nearly cleared now. Mark wandered through to the bedroom, stripping off his t-shirt and balling it up. He chucked it into one of the empty boxes that would have to serve as a laundry basket for now. That was yet another thing he needed to buy for the flat. His list was getting longer and longer. His clothes were still in a couple of suitcases, but the bed was made up with clean sheets, and he'd unpacked a desk lamp and stood it on one of the many still full boxes beside the bed. When the main light was turned off, the dimmer glow of the lamp made the small bedroom look cozy. It was mostly filled by the double bed that had come from the spare room at his old place, with just a little bit of space to spare. The walls in the bedroom had been painted a soft terracotta by the previous inhabitant of the flat. Whilst it might not be a color Mark would have chosen, it made the room look warm, and made Mark's bed linen more of a soft cream than its actual sterile white. He stepped out of his jeans and underwear. His boxers got chucked into the box with his t-shirt, but the jeans would do for another day. There was a thin net over the window that provided some privacy, even when the main curtains were open, which meant Mark could parade around naked without scaring any neighbors. His bedroom was at the back of the flat, and the window overlooked a patchwork of yards and gardens that backed onto allotments, so there weren't many people around to see in anyway. Mark sighed in relief as the hot water of the shower streamed over him. It was total bliss. He could only feel how knackered he was now that he'd stopped bending and lifting and moving bloody boxes around at last. The water felt wonderful as it slid over his body and soothed his aching muscles.